KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects on your to-do list and slide them right over to the done list. If you've got a project in mind you'd like to take on, we'd love to help. The number here to ask your questions is 888-MONEY-PIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So as you look around your house, as you look around your yard, we know there's something you'd like to get done. So let us help. That is what we do. Hey, coming up on today's show, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable. And now that we're going into fall, it's a good time to assess your home's insulation needs because most homes simply don't have enough. We're going to share a new product that will allow you to get that insulation done fast and safe just ahead.
And also ahead, it's that time of year when all of that beautiful foliage is going to assemble onto your rooftop into a one gigantic mess, which is going to clog your gutters, and this is going to happen everywhere. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to take a look at the most popular gutter guards and talk about what works and what doesn't.
And if you guys have a big job to do that requires a construction adhesive, like maybe like installing a mirror, for example, you know that that construction adhesive is very strong, right? But it's also super messy. Well, now there's a new double-sided construction adhesive tape that is way strong, and it can hold 300 pounds with zero mess. So we're going to tell you all about that.
Plus, if you like to build projects that maybe requires a little bit of joinery to keep it all together, we've got a great tool to give away today from Craig Tool, and it's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, and it's worth $99, but it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
So call us right now with your home improvement, your decor, your reno questions. That number again is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions right now to moneypit.com. Leslie, it looks like there's a lot of folks that are planning some end of summer and early fall projects, so let's get to it. Who's first?
We've got Rebecca from Kansas on the line. What can we do for you today?
We have a room that has the old wood paneling in it with the grooves and such, but would really like to not remove it. But is there some way we can get the drywall look without putting up drywall, with putting on mud by hand or splattering it and kind of doing a knockdown, or would it stick, or what do we need to do?
Well, I feel like whatever you put on top of it, whether you fill it with mud or you use something to make the grooves go away and then try to smooth out the surface, you're going to get so much movement from the walls, just in general. Not that your house is moving, but, you know, it does. And it gets a lot of movement just from people walking by, that none of that's going to stick in there. And it's going to end up falling off and looking weird, and you're going to have to do it again. So my suggestion is either embrace the paneling look as far as the grooves and paint it to give it a different effect, or put like a half-inch drywall over it.
If you painted it, would you have to put some kind of a primer so it'll stick, or would you need to do a light sand on it? Or
yes and yes. You want to make sure that the surface is clean,
right?
Obviously. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything, you know, sticky or gross on it, you want to give it a good cleaning. You can use something like TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, and that's like a good wall prep product, or you can give it a light sanding. But if you give it a nice, if there's a sheen to it, you may want to give it a light sanding, but not necessarily. And then I would use a really good heavy duty primer, something perhaps like a Bin or a Zinsser, something that's, you know, hardcore, that's going to stick to anything. And then let that dry. And once that's done, you can go ahead and put a latex top coat on it.
Okay. If we elected to do the half inch drywall, we'd just treat it like a normal drywall, tape it, put the mud on, and sand it, and then paint it.
Absolutely. The only thing to consider is that any electrical outlets, your boxes, things like that, are going to have to be pulled out a little bit.
Oh, we're going to have to bring them out.
Yeah. Trim as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Chet in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I attended an energy show where they were showing an energy shield or a ramp made out of aluminum. What it was designed to do was to basically block the radiant heat from penetrating your house in the summer. Thus, you use less energy, I guess, to stay cooler. And then in the wintertime, what it does, it prevents your heat from escaping, very much like the astronauts use from the extreme temperature in space. Since I'm building a new house, could you put this wrap between your ceiling drywall and the bottom of your trusses, or is there a better way of keeping the radiant heat from penetrating your house in the summer?
Well, what you're talking about here is a product called Reflective Barrier, and I have to say that I'm not convinced that it works really well, and would not necessarily recommend it. And usually it's put in a home that's already constructed. It's a little bit easier to put in a home that obviously is being built. But there are far better alternatives if you really want to make your home energy efficient. I would tell you to look into spray foam insulation, specifically Isonene. Because when you use a spray foam insulation in new construction, it does two things. Not only does it insulate, but it seals every possible little gap that is going to be throughout that building. And when the walls are open like that, you can have it sprayed and it's going to do that. It's also quieter in terms of preventing sound transmission. It just has so many wonderful benefits. I would tell you to focus on something like that to give yourself a real benefit and stay away from the radiant barrier products.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mindy in Kentucky is on the line and has a flooring question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes. We have a really hideous linoleum in our on our kitchen floor. It's actually been in the house since we bought it. And, of course, it's starting to peel up, and there's actually other linoleum under it. And actually, I'm really afraid to dig any deeper to see how many levels might be on it. I was just wondering, is it worth the time and effort, you know, and possible extra cost to just take everything up?
Do you have a dishwasher in that kitchen?
No, we do not. I'd love to have one, but I do not have one, no.
Well, the reason I ask you is because if you don't take up the old floor, you'd end up sort of sealing in the dishwasher, and it's hard to remove it after that. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an advocate of taking up the old flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's kind of sloppy to put new layers over the old. But I can see if it's difficult to get it up or for budget reasons that you don't want to go in that direction. But I would recommend you take it up if you can.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mindy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this fall weekend? Maybe there's something awesome that you're tackling on the outside of your house, or maybe you're thinking about getting the house ready for perhaps a holiday gathering. Fingers crossed they're going to happen. Yeah, we'll see how the year plays out, but hopefully everybody's gathering. So let's help you get your house in tip-top shape. So make sure you reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Now, Angie's List is currently Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com and start your next home project today.
And just ahead, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable year-round. But if installing that stuff is a job that you put off because you were concerned it would be time-consuming and uncomfortable to work with, there's a new product out that will allow you to get the insulation done fast and safe. Share that tip after this.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's CREGTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project? Well, we can share some expert tips, ideas, and inspiration that are going to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Hey, if you guys like to build projects where you have to join boards together, that can be a difficult part of the project. Well, it won't be if you have the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It's a fantastic tool, and we've got one to give away to one lucky listener on today's program. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig makes it easy to work with a wide variety of materials. You can work with wood, plywood, composites, 1x, 2x, hardwoods, you name it. You can join these boards together with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It's worth $99.99. It's going out to one caller, one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Why not? Give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might be able to send that Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro out to you. It's available at CraigTool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers. But we've got one to give away, so make that you. Give us a call. We want to hear what you're working on at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ron in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an 1865 farmhouse that is in very good condition with about 2 foot thick stone walls that are the basement walls. And from what I understand, those old stone walls are made basically of stone, and sometimes they put rubble in the middle. Somehow field mice have found their way through from the outside, and I'm trying to figure out how to maybe barge or put cement in between the stones to protect that from happening.
So the mice, you think, are coming right through the foundation wall?
Oh, yeah. They're finding their way through. It's been 150 years.
Why can't you point the openings up? You know, by pointing, I mean add mortar to those cracks or those crevices in the foundation wall to try to seal those gaps up.
My biggest question, I guess, is how do I get the part cleaned out so that I can point that up? I guess I should use air rather than water to try to blast it out to get the dust out of there so that the moisture, whatever cement I use will adhere. Would you recommend water or air to try to clean that?
I think you could probably do it with a pressure washer, but you're just going to have to make sure it dries really well, you know, before you go ahead and point it up.
Is there any particular type of concrete product you would recommend or cement you would recommend for that?
I would take a look at the products that are made by Quikrete, Quikrete, and you can find a mortar patching compound that Quikrete makes and use that. Because it usually has a sort of a stickier component to it, so it's easier to press it in those places. But listen, I mean, aside from, you know, just sealing up those gaps, just keep in mind that there's a lot of different places that mice can get into your house. It might not just be those gaps in the foundation. I mean, they only need the space of about the width of a nickel to squeeze through.
It's amazing, pretty amazing how easily they can get in. We don't have a lot of trouble with them now as we did a little bit earlier, but I'd like to try to make those walls nicer again. They had the old horsehair plaster.
Yeah, well, of course, and that will you know, basically handle both of those challenges. I mean, generally, you want to avoid doing anything around your house that could be a nesting site, so that could be stacks of firewood or newspapers or things like that. You want to make sure you're careful with food in the house, especially pet food or types of food products that you keep, like, on the ground where it's accessible. You know, you want to make sure those things are in sealed containers. You want to look for all those gaps. If you find any little gaps like that, another little trick of the trade just temporarily is just to put steel wool in there because mice can't get through steel wool. And then you want to use rodenticides. You know, you want to be careful if you have pets. If you do, there are bait stations that the bait can be held by that pets can't get into. But, you know, keeping those in and around the interior perimeter of the home, especially if it's up on a basement or a crawl space, are effective as well.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Good luck with that project, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation really is the key to keeping your home comfortable. And now that we're going into the fall season, it really is a good time to assess your home's insulation needs because most homes simply don't have enough.
That's right. But with an increased focus on the safety of the materials we choose for our homes, How do contractors and DIYers choose insulation products that are safe to work and live with?
Well, Owens Corning's new pink next-gen fiberglass insulation is made with safe, proven ingredients. Since fiberglass is non-combustible, no chemicals are added to make it fire-resistant, which means more peace of mind for contractors, builders, and homeowners.
Plus, its advanced fiber technology makes it feel soft and install quickly, so it's easy to get the job done right without extra time, special equipment, or messy cleanup. To learn more about the new Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation, go to pinknextgen.com. That's pink, P-I-N-K, next, G-E-N.com.
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots are, they're gnarly, and they're, a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, if this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab and be 4 or 5 inches thick, is that what you're telling me you have?
Right.
Okay. So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground, and then on top of those footings you can build the deck. Otherwise the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the winter time. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joist and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution, because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, three or four holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What are you working on this lovely fall weekend? Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Well, now that fall is here, all of those leaves are aimed right at your gutters. I know, they don't want to stay on the trees, they just want to clog things up. So we're going to share some tips on the best gutter guards when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th Annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosz, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Literally the number one cause of basement water problems and crawl space flooding problems and cracked foundations, all for the same reason, because you throw a lot of water around your foundation and the soil gets unstable, and that's when it leaks and that's when it cracks and shifts, so that's really bad. It can cause leaking roofs because ice dams will form on top of those clogged gutters. The water will back up into the roof and leak. And then, of course, you've got slippery sidewalks and possibly one of the worst things, wood-destroying insects. Ever wonder why you got termites and carpenter ants hanging out around your house? Well, it's because you're feeding them, or at least giving them a drink with all that moisture, right?
You don't mean to do it, but it's happening. So, I mean, I've seen so many different types of gutter guards available. So how do you know what the best options are and what might work best for your house?
Yeah, there's a lot of poppycock out there, Leslie. You know, I mean, there's a lot of claims.
But everybody says they're the best.
They're all the best. They're all the best. Use us. We're the best. I'll tell you this. If you hire a contractor to do these, you just better make sure you're not getting ripped off, because we have seen crazy prices from a few dollars a foot to $100 a foot.
It's amazing. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and it's not worth it. It's not worth that kind of money, but they're going to sell you, not the job. But I'll give you some general guidance. There is a type of gutter guard called a reverse curve, where basically it's like a piece of metal that covers the top of the gutter. And the idea is that the water, because of the principles of gravity and surface tension, like holds onto the gutter guard surface and drains back into the gutter while leaves wash off. Works okay, but in really heavy rainfall, we found that the water will just push right over that and basically end up on the ground, and because it's too much force, right? The other type, which I think has the most promise, is the stainless steel mesh. This is kind of a stainless steel material, usually has thousands of holes per square inch. It works really well, but again, if you hire a pro to do this, there are a couple of brands that are particularly troublesome in how they try to sell you. You'll find it's crazy expensive. It's interesting. I found one manufacturer that if you hire them, it was, I don't know, I forget, maybe $20, $30 a foot. But if you go to Amazon, you can buy the product for like, you know, $5 a foot. Same exact product. They changed the name, but they were the manufacturer, so I think the product is the same. I recommended it to a friend of mine the other day that was looking for a DIY option. So stainless steel mesh, I think, is good. There's also these bottle brushes or foam where they kind of stuff the gutter with brushes or foam, and the idea is that it will stop the gutter from leaking because it blocks the leaves from getting into the drains. But I don't know. The idea of like stuffing the gutter with anything just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So,
yeah, because you want things to flow through.
Yeah, and it does. But I mean, I think at some point I feel like it wouldn't. That's why I think the steel mesh is probably the best way to go.
Yeah, but I think even the most fancy high-tech gutter guards aren't going to be 100% perfect, right? So when it comes to gutter guards, you can't just set it and forget it. You've got to still kind of stay on top of it, right?
Yeah, and that's why I always say the best time to check what's happening with the water around your house is to grab an umbrella, go out in a heavy rainstorm. You know, no thunder or lightning, just like pounding rain. Go out, stand back from your house, and watch your roof. You'll be surprised. You may see water just streaming right off of that from a blocked gutter or disconnected spouts. And if something gets clogged, that's a good way to know it. Just be aware of it. You know, to the trained eye, I mean, I can walk around the house in the middle of summer when there's no rain and know it's got a gutter problem because I'll see an erosion line at the soil under the gutter, or I'll see that the foundation is sort of chipped away or worn away because the water hits the ground and bounces up against the foundation. If there's stucco there, the stucco will fall off. So there are subtle signs that, you know, somebody who's very familiar with these conditions can spot. But for you, grab an umbrella, go outside, watch your house every few months and see what's happening. This way you'll know, be able to take quick action on it before it gets bad.
Heading up north to Ontario, where we've got Roxanne on the line with a leaky roof. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm up in an upper duplex, and my ceilings are leaking, and I'm just wondering if he has to replace the roof.
You see, your ceilings are leaking. How many places are you seeing these leaks?
Three places.
Three places? Wow, man. Well, obviously something's going on here. Where is one of these over the bathroom by any chance?
One's in the bathroom, one's in the hallway, and one I think was in the living room.
You're going to have a professional take a look at this roof and figure out where it's leaking. I asked you about the bathroom because typically there's vent pipes that go through the roof there that often get gaps around them as they get exposed to the sun. And that can very frequently cause water to run down that vent pipe and show up on your bathroom ceiling, but your problem is worse than this. So it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily replace the roof. Not necessarily, no. It depends on how bad the roofing condition is and why it's leaking. Most of the time, leaks occur because of flashing. In other words, the intersection between the shingles themselves, or where the shingles go around chimneys, or where they go in between the roof and different parts of the upper building, like a second story that's on top of a one story, like that kind of thing. That's generally where the leaks form. You're just going to have somebody get up there and take a look at it, try to figure out what's causing it, and then get the leak fixed from there. Okay?
Okay. Why, thank you. Good show.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with all your home improvement and decor questions. Call us anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you've got a big job to do that requires a construction adhesive, you know, maybe you're installing a mirror, for example, you know that it's got to be super strong, and that usually means that it's super messy. But now there's a new double-sided construction adhesive tape that's really strong and can hold 300 pounds with no mess. We're going to share that just ahead. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, you'll never miss an episode of The Money Pit if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You'll get new episodes as they become available, which is every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Hey, and you don't want to miss a chance to win a great prize. We've got up for grabs the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. I mean, if you're building projects where you've got to join some boards together, this really is the best way to achieve a perfect joint every single time. And it's great for building indoor projects. Say you like to build furniture or cabinets or shelving. You want to do some outdoor projects. It's fantastic for trellises and pergolas. It's $99.99, and you can check out the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro at craigtool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions, and you might just be the lucky winner of that Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro.
Now we're heading to South Dakota, where David's on the line. What can we do for you today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just had my 120-year-old house sided with new vinyl siding. I got relatively new vinyl windows, and I'm curious, do I caulk between the J-channel and the window frame on the outside?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, it's not necessary?
No, it's not necessary. It should be watertight the way, if the installers put it in correctly, it should be watertight as it is. If it needed to be caulked, they would have done that. I know it looks like there's a big gap there, but that's pretty typical. And you generally don't have to caulk between the back of the J channel and the side of the window.
Yeah, I was just worried about if it rains from a certain angle, it's going to, you know, wick down through that gap and then run behind the siding.
Usually that's pretty tight and that won't happen. I mean, there's no reason you can't caulk it, but I don't necessarily think you have to do it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, if you work in construction or you're a serious DIYer, you know that construction adhesive is one of the strongest adhesive products that you can use. But the main problem with construction adhesive is that it's really messy. I mean, it comes in a tube and you got to use a caulking gun to apply it. Plus, you can't reseal that tube after it's open, then you can't save any extra that's left behind, and then it's all over your hands. I mean, it's just a gigantic mess.
Well, now there's another that I think is a very handy option, Leslie. It's called the Total Tape. Now, it's the original superglue Total Tape, and what they've done is they take that messy construction adhesive and they transformed it into a double-sided construction adhesive tape. Except that unlike any other kind of double-sided tape, this tape delivers extreme strength. It can hold up to 300 pounds per roll. And it's also mesh reinforced, and it works on all materials, and check this out, in all weather conditions too.
Yeah, so whether you want to hang something inside the house like a mirror or a heavy picture or even a towel bar, Total Tape is going to do that job. And you can even use it outside to attach house numbers, electricity boxes, tiles, you name it, Total Tape works quickly and easily.
You know, I even repaired a dishwasher recently that had lost its connection with the countertop. The screw had actually worn out. It was in my son's apartment, and the screw that holds the dishwasher to the underside of this, like, granite countertop had worn out.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I used Total Tape under the tab, and then I screwed through it and just kind of clamped it for a bit, and it held. It's been, like, 2 months now. So pretty impressive stuff.
I mean, that's awesome, especially because it's always hard to figure out what adhesive to use for what material. And here you've named two completely opposite materials, and it worked awesome.
And I love that it's like handy to have around. You can kind of keep it in the toolbox, and you know, you're not always having to buy a new tube. I mean, how many tubes have I thrown out over the years? Tons that were like half done because you can't save the stuff. You just can't. But this works great.
No, you really can't.
You'll find Total Tape at Amazon or in your local hardware store. You can learn more at supergluecorp.com/totaltape.
Rosemary in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm having a problem with the light bulb for the garage door. The light bulb keeps going out. And I understand there's a special one to use, but I haven't had time to check it out. Have you heard of such a thing?
Well, sometimes with all the vibration associated with that the operation of that garage door opener, you can get a lot of vibration. Sometimes that will ruin a standard incandescent bulb. There's a type of bulb called a rough-duty bulb. You may have a hard time finding that in a normal hardware store or home center. I think a better idea is just to get yourself an LED light bulb. I think the LED bulbs are much more durable than incandescents in addition to being much more cost-effective, and I think that will solve it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'll try that.
You're welcome, Rosemary. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, one listener got a pretty major surprise during a recent project when thousands of insect wings flew out from behind a wall. We'll figure out what went on when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
We'll be right back.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement, your decor, your remodeling projects.
Jordan reached out and he says, we recently dug out an old garden patch that was up against the house. I'm just wondering what the best type of fill to use to bring the soil level back up above the foundation.
Well, you know, any type of clean fill dirt that's absent of any kind of organic material like branches or leaves or grass is a fine thing to use. It'll bring back that level soil with the rest of the house. As you mentioned, though, it's important to slope it properly, and you got to do that with the clean fill dirt because you can't do it with the topsoil, because if you do that, it's just going to hold water around the house. You don't want to do that. So go ahead and get some clean fill with no organic matter in it. Fill up that hole that you created by pulling out that old garden section. And then once you got the slope just right, you can put a little topsoil over that or some mulch, and you'll be good to go. And maybe in the fall, you can also plant some grass seed. And this way, come spring, you'll have a green border around your house all over again.
All right. Well, now we've got Grant, who reached out because he's got quite a surprise when he was remodeling the basement. He says that when we tore out some paneling around a window, thousands of little insect wings flew out all over the place. It was pretty disgusting. Any idea what these could be? Now, do you think the wings were attached to bugs or just wings came falling out?
Actually, what happens is I think they're termites, and the termites will shed their wings. You'll often find wings separate from termites. But here's the thing. You know, what happens is when the termites swarm, right, and these it sounds like this happened some time ago because he only found the wings. He didn't find the termites. But when termites swarm and they fly around, they fly towards the light. That's why you find them around basement windows. Used to see it all the time in the years I spent as a home inspector. And so it'll happen in the warmer months, may even happen that spring, could have happened the spring before. But basically what it means, Jordan, is you got termites. You got evidence of termites. So your next step here is to get a good inspection done. I would hire a local pest control pro, have them do a termite inspection. They'll check all the framing around those windows. They'll check the area above it. They can search for other subtle signs of termite infestation, because if they're found, and frankly, we know that they've been there at some point. If the house has not been treated, even if you don't find more of that, I would have it treated just to be safe. This way you won't have to worry about those termites infesting again next spring and for the months and years to come. Now, you'll have a choice in how you have this done. I recommend a product called Termidor. It is an undetectable termiticide. It's a liquid. It's applied from the outside. And what that means is it gets injected into the soil around the house, and the termites, as they pass through this, can't detect that it's there, so they carry the Termidor back to their nest, and this way it eliminates the entire colony. Other products are sort of blockers, you know, it blocks them, but they can find a way around that. That's why I like the Termidor. I've been recommending that for years. It's a BASF product. It works really well.
I know, you always love that one. You know, it works really well for you, which is great, and you just want to get them out of the house because they really can do some damage.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. We are moving into the fall season, which is like the perfect time to take on all sorts of projects around your house. In fact, we call it the Goldilocks season, because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. So as you look about your home, as you think of things you want to get done, if you need help, if you need advice, if you need a product recommendation, if you need us to tell you how to compare or contrast two bids, if you want us to look at bids from contractors, we will help you sort out whatever you need to do so that you can always have your best home ever. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now, now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. At the Flight 93 National Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, one of the sites where the terrorists struck on 9/11, former President George W. Bush says we learned many lessons that day.
We saw that Americans were vulnerable, but not fragile, that they possess a core of strength that survives the worst that life can bring. We learned that bravery is more common than we imagined, emerging with sudden splendor in the face of death.
Former President Trump made a surprise visit with the New York City Police and Fire Department to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the attacks. In remarks to assembled guests, the former president sharply rebuked President Biden and the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Remembrances of 9/11 not just reserved for America. Overseas, commemorations were held in London.
America's national anthem is played at Britain's Windsor Castle as a ceremony commemorating 20 years since the September 11 attacks is held. 67 British nationals were among those killed after hijacked planes crashed into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon in Washington, and a field in Pennsylvania. In addition, the British Queen has marked the anniversary by offering her sympathies to the victims, survivors, and families affected by the atrocity. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A poll conducted by the University of California at Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies suggests California Governor Gavin Newsom has favorable odds ahead of the state's recall election next week. The survey found only 38.5% of those questions support efforts to recall Newsom, while 60% oppose the move. And of those who took part in the questionnaire, only 1.5% have yet to make up their minds. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Chinese prosecutors have dropped a case against a former Alibaba manager accused of sexual assault by a female colleague.
The dismissal of the case comes weeks after it caused a backlash against the e-commerce firm for how it handles alleged sexual misconduct. The former manager was detained by police in August after a female Alibaba employee accused him of sexual assault while on a business trip to the northern Chinese city of Jinan. A statement by city police notes that prosecutors in Jinan did not approve the man's arrest and he received a 15-day detention instead.
Jeremy House reports the prosecutor's move drew widespread criticism online, with many lamenting the lack of protection for women in sexual assault cases. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she finds it unacceptable refugees are being used to apply pressure to Poland and other European Union members on the border with Belarus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California men have been accused of committing rapes and murder after being released on bail.
Two men who were arrested this week in connection with separate crimes, including sexual assault, murder, and arson, had recently been released on bail. On Wednesday, Joseph Pimentel was arrested and charged with raping a woman in Sonora just days after he was bailed out of jail in connection with a previous sexual assault arrest. In Sacramento, Troy Davis was charged with murdering a 61-year-old woman after breaking into her home, sexually assaulting her, killing her two dogs, and setting the house on fire. Davis was out on bail at the time for theft. The cases have outraged the public and prosecutors. Patrick Foss reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. And Fox News Sunday will welcome Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer to the microphone. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie App, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this beautiful end of summer weekend? I love this time of year because, you know, most of the summer visitors to my area have left. There's still a few sticking around, but most of them have gone back to the city where they can have their busy little lives, and we can kind of hang out and chill here on the Jersey Shore without the crowd. So I like this part of the year. It's like we call it the locals' summer. You have that kind of thing where you guys live? If you do, tell us about it. But most importantly, we want to hear about your projects, the projects you want to do now, the projects you're dreaming about for the days and weeks and months ahead. You know, whether it's an inside project like a kitchen or a bathroom or fixing up your floors, or an outside project like maybe building a deck so you'll be good to go next spring, give us a call. We'd love to help you get it done. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you plan on doing some window shopping for windows this fall, you may find that it is one very confusing experience because you got dozens of choices. It is so easy to get lost, but there is one label that is required to be on every new window that's sold. And if you know how to read it, finding the best window becomes instantly simplified. So we'll tell you how to decode the window labels in just a bit.
And a firewood stack can quickly become a termite buffet if the firewood stack mixes with moisture or if those termites have access to the structures on your property. So we're going to share some tips for the best way to stack and store firewood so it's ready to deliver the most heat possible.
And if you think you're just about done with outdoor home improvements, well, not quite yet. There are a few things you need to do now while the weather still is a little bit warm to avoid bigger, colder headaches in the dead of winter. We'll teach you what they are in just a bit.
So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on this lovely fall season. Inside, outside, whatever the temperature is near you and whatever it is that you want to tackle, we can help you do that and do it right the first time. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sue in Rhode Island needs some help removing paint from something. What's going on?
I have a large deck that's probably 12 by 30. And for the first couple of years, we had oil-based stain on it. And
okay.
Then we accidentally put a latex over the stain.
But that didn't work out too well, considering that oil and water don't usually mix.
Oh, I know. I thought it was the right stain when I put it on. But
yeah,
nonetheless,
it's probably peeling up, right? Like, is it peeling up like crazy right now?
Oh, it was horrible. So
yeah.
I power washed the heck out of it. I probably power washed it 3, 4, 5 times. I've used paint remover on it, you know, that you would use when you refurnish something. And I probably got about 3/4 of it off, but the rest of it is not coming off.
So it's not coming off. There's just no way it's coming off. You've scraped it. You can't get it off even with a hand scraper?
Even with a hand scraper.
All right. Well, then let's assume it's got good attachment to the deck, and now we got to get a new coating of stain on there. So the most important thing you have to do right now is you have to use an oil-based primer on that entire deck. You got to put the primer on first, and then you can put an oil-based stain on top of that, get good adhesion. Stay in the same manufacturing family, so if you're going to use Sherwin or Benmore, just make sure you stay within that same family of products and use the recommended primer for that type of stain. But if you've tried everything to get that old stain off and it's not coming off, then I think we can safely assume that it's in for good, and you just got to get a new coat on there. But you want to prime it first, because the primer is a different characteristic than the stain. It's going to make sure you have good adhesion to that entire deck surface and stop the peeling from happening again. Does that make sense?
All right. Oh, that's been really helpful. I can't wait to stain my deck.
All right. Good luck with that project, Sue. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Isaac in Washington's on the line and has a question about radon. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have a slab on grade. My home is, and I don't have any drain tile or a sump pit or anything of the sort. I'm just wondering if radon should be an issue there or not without the drain tile.
Well, it's possible that radon could be a problem in a home that's built a slab on grade, but it's a lot less likely than if the house was on a basement, for example. In terms of the drain tile and the sump pit, certainly that is one source of it, but it doesn't need that to get in. So if you want to be sure, you should do an inexpensive home radon test. You can order them online, the most common of which, Isaac, is a type of test called charcoal adsorption, AD. Not absorption, it's an adsorption canister. And typically you open this up into the lowest living space, which in your case is a slab, and you leave it exposed for generally 3 to 7 days or so. You seal it back up, send it off to a lab. They'll come back with a report that will tell you what the radon level is. And it's going to be measured in picocuries per liter of air. If it's 4.0 or higher, it's an issue. If it's less, it's not an issue. So I would do a radon test just so you can have the comfort of knowing what your radon levels are. You might want to wait until it's a little colder out, because you do have to keep the windows and doors closed except for normal entry and exit. So typically you're going to get higher radon test results in when the weather gets chilly, just because folks are so accustomed to kind of keeping everything closed up.
Perfect. Sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you need help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. So get started at Angie.com.
If you thought about purchasing new windows but found the process very confusing, there's a simple rating that can cut through all those claims of energy efficiency. We'll share what it is in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small.
This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you're enjoying The Money Pit, why not share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, mm-hmm. but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid of the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend all that money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It like melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood posts, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains and the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I've found, with concrete. But it drains very well. And it's really locked in place well. Now, in terms of the metal post, I've not put in, well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago. And I think if I recall right, I used stone for that. But you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendations. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post's not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the Quikrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house and call us back anytime.
Well, choosing the right new windows from the dozens of choices that are available today is important, but it's also super challenging. I mean, especially since every window company or salesperson that you talk to is going to say, ours is the best. So we're going to share an easy way that you can cut through the claims in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yep, and the solution comes in the form of a very important rating code developed by the NFRC, which stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. If you understand this, you can quickly compare the energy performance of windows, doors, and skylights.
So two of the NFRC's ratings are particularly important for you to know. I'm talking about the U factor and the solar heat gain coefficient, which you might see as SHGC. Now, if you understand what these ratings are, you can make really smart decisions when you're comparing energy efficient replacement windows, and that can also help you save money on your heating and all of your cooling costs. So, I mean, this is a big place to look for savings.
Definitely. So first, let's talk about U factor. U factor measures basically how well a window prevents heat from escaping a building. Now, it's rated from 0.09 to 1.2, and the lower the U factor, the better the product is at keeping heat from escaping. So basically, if you're looking at two windows and you know what the U factor is, you know the lower number is the better window. It's easy, right? Now, solar heat gain coefficient, a little bit different, tells us how effectively the window blocks the sun's solar radiation and heat. And it's rated on a scale of 1 to 0. And again, the lower the number, the better the window is at blocking that unwanted heat from the sun.
Now, there's also two other ratings that are a part of the NFRC. First is visible transmittance, which means how much light is going to get through the window. And the other is condensation resistance, which tells you how good a window is at keeping moisture from forming on the inside or between the panes. And then there's air leakage, which is going to tell you how good that window is at keeping out the drafts. I mean, this is all super information to know.
Yeah, and it's all contained in one very simple label, the NFRC label. It's on each and every window. So make sure you refer to that sticker when you're shopping for windows, and it is definitely the most independent and accurate information that you will find.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Abraham in New Jersey is on the line looking to vent an attic. What's going on there?
Okay, I basically have a regular home. It's a colonial, and the attic is a rough attic with spray foam insulation. There's zero ventilation in the attic, and the second floor has central air. So I would like to know two questions. Would I be saving on air conditioning if I would vent the attic? There's no ceiling fan, nothing, if I would put in either an attic fan or a window exhaust fan. And also, currently the attic has an entrance door, a heavy door, leading to the attic. Would it save me the air conditioning to leave that entrance door open, thereby allowing the hot air to enter the attic and leave with an exhaust fan? Or is that something I should not be doing?
So, Abraham, that's a great question. And if you told me that your attic was insulated with fiberglass insulation, as most are typically, we would talk about what kind of ventilation you'll need. But you said your attic was insulated with spray foam. So is the spray foam up on the underside of the roof rafters as well as across the floor? Describe it to me.
Not on the floor. The floor just has regular boards between the second floor and the attic. But there's all the walls and the, you know, and the roof all have spray foam.
So what you have, Abraham, and it's actually the same kind of insulation setup that I have. It's called a conditioned attic. In other words, the attic itself is conditioned, and it does not need ventilation. So, no, you do not need to vent that. It's actually pretty efficient right the way it is. Now, you mentioned that there was a door between those two spaces. If that door tends to get a little warm, or the wall or the ceiling tends to get a little warm, you could add some additional insulation there. In my case, I actually had an older house, so my attic floor slash second floor ceiling already had fiberglass in it. We left that there, but then we spray foamed the underside of the roof rafters and the gable walls. And it's amazing. When we go up in our attic, it's practically the same temperature as the rest of the house. It's just done so well. So you do not need to ventilate an attic that was sprayed with foam, because it's not the type of attic that needs to be vented.
Yeah, because when I go up to my attic, it is extremely hot. I never measure with a thermometer how much warmer it is. So that's why I was wondering if that's going to warm up the second floor, requiring me more air conditioning for the second floor. So I was thinking of ventilating the attic to cool off the attic.
I think that if it was done right, you don't need to vent it. How long ago was the spray foam done, and who did it?
It was done locally, and it was within the past year. It's a new home.
Oh, really? Oh, it's brand new within the past year.
Yeah.
I wonder if they put enough insulation in there, because the insulation should be keeping that heat on the outside, and the air conditioning, or the internal sort of ambient temperature of the house, should be keeping it pretty comfortable on the inside. I wonder if you have enough insulation there, and I have a suggestion for you that you speak with another spray foam contractor aside from the one that did it, and kind of have an opinion as to whether or not there's enough insulation there for your part of the country. I think that will actually make a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you so much.
Judith in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with some brickwork. What's going on?
Well, we've got a little crack, and it's going up the wall, and we don't know exactly what's going on. We'd like to just repair it and not re-brick the whole side of the house. Doesn't seem to be a foundation issue, and I say that because there's not any stretch cracks on the inside anywhere.
So the crack that you're seeing is on the brick itself, within the brick or in the mortar?
It starts in the mortar, but then it crosses the brick.
Is it surrounding a window?
Let me look, because I'm walking out here to look at it. No,
okay.
There is no window on this side of the house.
And you've never seen a crack? Is this brand new? Like, how new are we talking
about? We bought this house in 2008, right before they gave the tax credit that you didn't have to pay back. We got the one that you had to pay back.
Okay. So it's new since 2008?
Right.
Look, there could be a lot of reasons that that's happening, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem with your foundation. I mean, it could be a poor drainage condition around the house that's making it cause more movement. What I would do is, unless it's absolutely active, means it's continuing to grow, I would simply seal it. I would choose a silicone sealant that would closely mimic the color of the brick and the mortar, and I would seal it, because the more water you let get in there, the faster it's going to freeze and break and expand and get worse. Almost all, you know, brick homes and masonry foundations have some kind of crack in them, so it's not unusual. But I would seal it, and then I would monitor it. And if you think it's continuing to grow, at that point, I would have either a professional home inspector or a structural engineer look at it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you planning on working on this fall season? Everything is getting all beautiful and fall-colored, and I love it. And it makes me just want to take on a ton of projects. So how can we help you with your projects? Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, if you want to store firewood and not have it turn into a moldy, termite-infested mess, you need to create a dry, safe space for your stack. We're going to share options that you can build yourself in today's DIY project highlight, presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, next.
Hey. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We get emails, you think, oh, your homes must be beautiful, they must be perfect, nothing is ever wrong. Well, we had a really weird problem that impacted this show over the last week or so. And what happened was, Leslie and I are not together when we do the show. She has a studio, I have a studio, and in her home studio, when she dialed in one day, we got the worst static ever. Just terrible static, horrible sound. It was fine earlier. It just got awful, and we were checking everything. We were looking everywhere to try to figure this out. We're trying different microphones, different cables, different computers. We're moving around the house.
You guys had me sitting in a closet.
We did.
Point.
We tried everything. It's a really weird thing to track down. And then finally we said, hey, we can turn your microphone into a kind of like a Geiger counter by having you walk around the house with it and see if we could figure out where the static gets worse. So you did that, and it didn't get worse. It was as worse as it ever was, but it didn't get any better. And then you had a great suggestion to say, well, let me go outside. And why don't you take it from there? Tell everybody what happened.
I mean, I was kind of suggesting to record the show from outside, knowing that
was a terrible
idea. But I was like, well, let me try outside because I don't know where else to go. Keep in mind, guys, I live in the tiniest house ever. And I was like, well, now I'm here and I have nowhere else to go. So I went outside and I started walking around. And when I got to the side of the house where the power line was coming from the pole to the house and then going into the house for the, you know, fuse panel, and all of a sudden, the microphone was just like buzzing like crazy. And I mean, this isn't something
you can hear.
It was
like a Geiger counter went off, right?
Yeah, it's not something you can hear with the ear, but with my headphones on and my microphone. I mean, it was loud and crazy. And I was tracking it from the line that came from the pole to the house. It got worse as I got towards the, you know, the exterior of the house where the box was. And so I said, all right, let's call PSE&G, who's my, you know, electric provider. And they said, okay, this, I don't know if it's something we can fix. This sounds like maybe it's a phone problem. I'm like, it's not a phone problem. I literally, exactly. We had an engineer and I walked around. So they sent the nicest guy today, this guy, Dennis, and he came to the house and he was like, I know exactly what the problem is. He's like, most time when there's interference, it's ground or a neutral or an insulation issue. He's like, I'm going to get on the pole. He's like, you got vines all over there. I'm going to take it all apart. I'm going to change whatever I need to. Turns out, all of the insulation everywhere had just worn away. And to the eye hook where the wires came to the house, the insulative caps that would be on that sort of like a threaded rod, gone. There was one point where the line coming from the pole had a splice in it. Everything was just worn out, not grounded, totally not neutral. He ran a new line from the pole to the house. I mean, he was here for hours. And then they did a whole bunch of landscaping and cleaned up everything that was touching anything. And now it is silent.
Excellent work by the folks at PSE&G. And, you know, Jim, the engineer, and I had said it was a ground problem, but we couldn't figure out where the ground problem was happening.
I mean, I changed all the outlets in
everything.
The basement. I changed everything.
Everything. So, yeah. So we don't always have a perfect house. But fortunately, we got to the bottom of it, and we are back on the air, and you sound better than ever.
Thank you, sir.
And Leslie, you can come out of the closet now.
It's nice to be back at my desk. Charlie in Illinois is on the line with some questions about water heating. What's going on?
That's right. Well, we have a situation where we have a large spa tub in our master bedroom, which is on one end of the house. And we have two large standard tank water heaters completely on the other end of the house. too, so that we'll get enough hot water to fill up the spots up. And we also are people that go to Florida for 3 or 4 months during the winter.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, with the combination of those things, if we would be better off going to a tankless hot water heater, and if that may save us some money.
Well, I think that a tankless water heater has a lot of benefits. Cost savings may or may not be one of them, depending on how much you're spending for those two water heaters that you have, plus all of the downtime when they are actually heating water that you don't need it. It can be sized so that it can certainly supply enough hot water for everything that you have described. And, of course, the nice thing about a tankless water heater is it works on demand. Now, some of the more modern tankless water heaters also have the capability to kind of basically plug into a recirculating loop so that, you mentioned that one bath is at the far end of the house, it can be set up so there always is some hot water basically circulating to that bath in advance of when you need it. And what that means is when you hop in the shower first thing in the morning, you have hot water pretty quickly rather than waiting for the water to make the long journey from the water heater location to the bathroom. And that can all be set up on timers so that the water is being heated only essentially when you need it. So I do think that if you're ready to make that upgrade, a tankless water heater is definitely the best way to go. It's also possible to put another water heater in closer to them, but I just don't think it's worth it given everything you've described. I would suggest that when you're ready, replace both of those tank water heaters with one single properly designed tankless water heater, and I think you'll be very happy with the result.
That sounds great.
Well, if you have a fireplace or a wood-burning stove, storing that firewood properly is really important. So we're going to share some tips to do just that in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Toole.
So when you store firewood, providing for good air circulation and safety are really key. If you have excess moisture, and if you also combine that with easy access to structures, guess what? A firewood stack becomes a termite buffet. So start by finding a dry, safe home for it, whether it's in an open-air woodshed or a freestanding stack. Now, the goal here is to keep firewood out of contact with the ground and avoid stationing it against the exterior wall because, of course, as we said before, moisture develops, termites develop, and you get yourself into a real mess.
Yeah, now one tip here, guys, is to always cut the firewood to the longest length that you need, which is going to make it a lot easier to store. And then you want to pack it snugly, but with enough space so you're allowing airflow. And that's going to discourage the development of mold and mildew. And 4 feet is about the maximum height that your stack should reach without side supports. Then you've got to shield that top few layers with a waterproof cover, and you need to adjust it as you remove the fuel for your indoor warmth. Now, if you don't have a firewood rack, Craig Toole has project plans for a beautiful outdoor firewood storage rack that's great for beginners. I mean, it's a fun build. It uses pocket hole joinery and simple cuts, so it really is the perfect project for you new DIYers out there.
And once you're ready to bring that firewood inside, there's also a really great plan for an indoor firewood storage rack. And that project features a lower area that holds the logs really securely and an upper area, which is super handy for keeping kindling. Plus, this is a really, really easy project to do. You can build one in just a couple of hours. You only need 4 boards, a couple of tools, and a Craig jig. Now, the complete project plans for both are on CraigTool.com. Just click on Projects and Plans.
And that's today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of projects and using a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's CraigTool.com.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, home emergencies are enough of a hassle when the weather's warm, so get Money Pit's tips for steps that you can be taking now while it's still nice outside to avoid those home headaches when it's freezing. That and more when we return.
Live in a Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, temperatures are okay now, but in a few months, you will want nothing less than to bundle up, head outdoors, and deal with a home improvement problem in the dead of winter. So, if you tackle a few easy projects today, this can possibly save you hours outside when the big chills hit.
Yeah, you know, water leak emergencies are common when it's cold, so now's the time to locate and label those important water valves, including the main water valve, the water heater valve, the hose and ice maker valves. If you know where these are and what they do, this could spare you major damage and hassles if cold weather strikes.
And after that first big fall rainstorm this fall, grab a flashlight and head into your attic. You want to inspect areas around chimney and plumbing vent pipes, and also places where different sections of roof come together, because this is where the leaks can show up. Then grab some binoculars, or if you don't have them, grab a camera with, say, a zoom lens on it, and inspect those areas from the outside, scanning also for missing shingles and loose flashing that need to be replaced. It's a really good time to make sure that roof is totally zipped up for the rough weather ahead.
And securing a handrail today while it's nice out, I mean, that could really mean avoiding an emergency in the wintertime. So you want to make sure that all inside and outside handrails are secure, and you want to repair loose railings, any posts, spindles, anything that needs some adjusting, do so. Make it nice, tight, and secure. Everything's got to be extra sturdy when those conditions are icy.
And finally, caulking your chimney crown. So what does that mean? Well, the chimney crown is the area of cement between the outside of the chimney and the chimney liner. and it will get loose, it will crack, and it does need to be caulked from time to time. So do that now when it's easy to get up there. I'm assuming you like to do ladder work. If not, have somebody else do it for you. But if you caulk that now, it will avoid possible breakage of chimney bricks and other destruction that happens when water gets in there and freezes and pops and expands and causes all sorts of damage, as well as leaks. So caulk that chimney crown right now, and you will be sealed and secure for that icy weather ahead.
Ken might have an issue with a tree causing some problems with the foundation. What's going on?
Well, I've got a tree, or either that or a very stubborn big weed that is growing right next to my foundation.
Now, does it appear to be causing any issues, or are you not seeing any cracks in the foundation, are you?
Not yet, because it's probably about the size of maybe between a quarter and a half a dollar.
Yeah, this is kind of a nuisance right now, and as long as it's not like, part of your prized tree collection, I would not let it continue to grow that close to the foundation. I would cut it away. I mean, a lot of folks are concerned about the impact of roots on foundations, and for the level of concern, the times I actually find scenarios where roots have actually impacted a foundation are rare. So it's nothing to panic over, but it's not wise to allow anything like that to grow that close to the foundation, especially at this early stage. So I would definitely cut it back.
I mean, every time I cut it back, it just keeps growing. So I want to somehow get rid of it, and I don't know how to actually kill it.
So can't you just dig it out?
Well, you know what? I would, but we just had a termite treatment around there, and they told me not to disturb
I get
the
it. Yeah,
the
you don't want to disturb the treatment chemicals. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, I think that if you were to dig carefully around it and just cut it down to the little surface a little bit, you probably wouldn't have much effect on those treatment chemicals.
On the treatment? Okay. Well, I might.
Yeah, I wouldn't pull dirt out and put in fresh dirt or anything like that. I would just try to put back what I took out.
Okay.
But I really don't think it's going to affect you.
Okay. Well, we'll give that a try.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, if there's one thing most home design projects have in common, it's leftover paint. We're going to show you how to put it to good use when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Well, Jacqueline has a relatively new dryer, and she says it's got a short vent because the dryer sits against an outside wall, which is right above the wood deck. She says the lint makes a mess where we eat and entertain. I thought about putting an extension on the vent to direct it under the deck, but I would need to use a 90-degree bend and run it about 8 feet. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, make sure your lint filter is in place and working, because that will slow down how much lint gets out of there. But I don't think that running it under the deck is a bad idea if you only have one 90-degree bend. You know, typically dryer exhaust ducts make a lot more bends than that on the way outside of the house. So I think doing that is just fine. We know that every 90-degree bend is essentially equal to about 20 feet. Of straight run in terms of its resistance. But if you have one 90-degree and you run it out, I would strap it up the other side of the deck so it's nice and secure. I think that's absolutely fine. And there's a big advantage to having a short run of a dryer exhaust duct like that, because your clothes dry a lot quicker. You know, when we moved our dryer from one area to another, it basically went right outside. And, man, it made a big difference in how quickly we got those dry clothes right out.
You know, I think another thing, since we're talking about dryer vents, you want to make sure that you clean them. I'm talking about from that back side of the dryer to the exterior of the house. You can get lint buildup in there, which is super flammable, and you don't want any accidents thinking everything's okay when it's not. So make sure you get some sort of lint cleaner. You can hire a service for them, anything. Just make sure every year or other year you clean out that dryer vent.
Well, if there's one thing that most home design projects have in common, it's leftover paint. But don't throw it out or stash it in your garbage. You can put that leftover paint to good use instead. Leslie has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, that leftover paint can feel like a headache when every other aspect of that project is done. But with a little bit of imagination and some creative flair, you can use those paint leftovers to give your home extra appeal, and you can have a lot of fun in the process. So if you're looking for those perfect accessories for your freshly painted room, why not add a little of that leftover wall paint to, say, canisters or vases, a planter, a flower pot? It's just kind of that little touch of that same color that can kind of pull that room together. And you can paint them in one solid color, or you can embellish them with a pattern. I mean, anything. Just sort of look online for inspiration and bring that color in just a little bit that way. Or maybe you're thinking that you want to tie that freshly painted room to the rest of the house. So you can use some leftover paint to update baseboard trim, maybe a door in another room, or to breathe new life into a worn-out dresser, a rocking chair, a stool. I mean, if you don't like the finish of the paint that you have to put on a piece of furniture, say it works great on the wall but not great for a dresser, you can then add a top coat to it to give you the sheen that you're looking for. So don't be afraid, because the paint might not be the same sheen that you're looking for. Now, you can also pick up an inexpensive canvas from any art supply store and then create your own artwork using your home's design palette. The other thing that I love, if you've got built-ins or bookshelves or anything around the house, painting the interiors really is a great trend that's sticking around. And you can add a coat of paint to the recessed portion of those built-ins. It's going to give you a nice twist. You just want to make sure that you let it totally dry before you put those books and knickknacks back into place.
Excellent advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time in the program, when you guys wake up each morning, you head to the bathroom, you take a look at that mirrored reflection of yourself, and you think, oh my God, I don't want to start the day looking that way. Well, it might not be you. It might be the lighting. If the bed lighting is in place, it doesn't show your best sides. It doesn't show anything. We're going to share tips on how to achieve brilliant bathroom lighting on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.